Welcome to the Early Morning Light Podcast. I am your host, Tracy Early, and on this podcast, I share life-changing tips, tools, information, and motivation to bring light to your life as you tune in to the episodes week after week. On this episode, we're going to talk about something that I have been thinking about a lot lately, and it's the idea of doing what matters. So I'm going to title this one, Do What Matters. And what that means is, I think it's so important that we begin to live life in a way that we're doing the things that really matter. So in order to know what really matters, we have to be clear and exact on what are our values. Like, what are the things that are important to us in our lives, the things that we value? So I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this, and I've been kind of talking about it and processing it and trying to organize my life at this point around the things that really matter. So some things might be, for me, it's family. Family is important to me. So when it comes to making that a value and doing what matters as I live my life, it's about building and cultivating the relationships that I have with my family members, even my friends, and doing the things that are important with them. So spending quality time with them, supporting them, encouraging them, staying genuinely interested in them. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm someone who has a propensity to get distracted at times. And, you know, and sometimes I feel really bad when my wife is sharing a story with me or we're just hanging out together. And I realize because I catch myself that I am not totally tuned in. So I've made a commitment recently to put everything else away. That means the phone, whatever's happening in the day and whatever I'm processing in my head, to catch myself when I'm starting to drift off and try to spend quality time tuning in to her and whatever is going on with her. Someone once said to me, he said, when you're with someone, that person should be the most important person in your life at that particular time. And that's a full focus on that person. Now, I realize that that may not always be easy. Like, we have things going on in life and those things are going to be distracting at times. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm talking about making this a priority to do what matters. And if family, if relationships are important to you, then making sure you're tuning in to when you're maybe starting to drift off and making more of a commitment to that, to tuning in to that person and making that relationship the most important thing and just being genuinely interested in whatever that person is talking about, whatever they're doing, whatever you're engaged with them in doing. So that's one area that I like to focus on. Another one that I focus on is my faith. I'm at a point where I want to do what matters as it relates to my faith. And that means spending more time in fellowship. So going to church and Bible study, small groups, things like that. Spending more time in worship, whether that means listening to worship music in my car. I like to sing myself. So, you know, just singing worship music around the house, spending more time in worship. Also, and this one is really important. If we're really going to, I'm a Christian. So if we're going to live the Christian life and do what matters, then we have to make sure that we are walking the walk and not just talking the talk, not just saying that we are Christians, but that people can look at us and they can see based on what we're doing, how we're living our lives, that we are Christians and we are a full reflection of God's love. And that's really what it's about. So it's about treating people nicely, being kind to people. I know we live in a world right now where there's a lot of negativity and a lot of really non-Christian behavior that's happening. And I'm not going to get super political on my podcast. That's not what it's about. But we know if you tune in to what's going on in the world, it's not all Christian behavior. And I could go on to list what some of those things are, but that's not necessary. So, but for me, if I'm going to make this a priority, and if I'm going to do what matters, then I have to walk the walk of my Christian faith and what that means to me. One of the other areas that I tend to focus on in terms of doing what matters is my finances. So taking care of my finances, being a good steward of what I've been given to manage. So that means making a more intentional plan and effort to budget, to, you know, to invest more properly, to manage my expenditures and how I spend money and things like that. We all know what it means when we're doing our finances right. So that's an area that my wife and I have committed to. And for us, that means that we have to be on the same page with that area as well. So we tend to have a meeting at least once a week to talk about finances and to plan out how we're going to, as a couple, as a family, how we're going to walk out that area and do what matters when it comes to finances. One of the other areas that I think is crucially important is the area of fun. You know, we are kind of genetically wired to with a need for fun and enjoyment. And we all know what happens when you go so much time or extended amount of time without any enjoyment or without any fun, that can lead to things like depression and things like that. So I'm at a point where my focus is on being more intentional about doing what matters in the area of fun. So spending time doing enjoyable activities with my family, my wife, even my kids when they're around, just having fun. Sometimes having fun for me just means just having a good laugh. If you know me, you know that. You know, I tend to joke a lot, and I like to be in situations where I can have fun and I can laugh and joke and I can pretty much laugh about anything. I used to be a big fan of comedy, so like comedic movies and even stand up comedy and things like that, because there's something about laughing for me that just makes me feel good, and I think most people would agree with that. So traveling more is an area of fun and enjoyment for me. So, you know, my wife and I are talking more about how do we begin to travel more, so to plan in more enjoyable travel time. We both enjoy traveling, but, you know, if we're going to be honest, we haven't really always committed to making that a priority and doing what matters so we can enjoy that area of life. So fun is definitely an area that I tend to focus on. And one of the other areas where I am trying to be more intentional about doing what matters is in the area of fitness. And we all know what that means. It means literally taking care of your body, getting those workouts in, getting the cardio in, taking care of our heart health and eating well, eating more nutritious foods and, you know, in moderation and just giving our body what it needs so that it can function well. We all know, and I don't know about you, but I'm not getting any younger. So, you know, some things have started to slow down, and it really takes some intentional effort to make sure that I'm giving my body what it needs to fuel it, to do the things that I am doing in my life. So exercise. I'm someone who really enjoys exercise once I'm there and I'm in the place and I'm doing the work. But I'll be honest, as I've gotten older, it's a little bit harder as life happens, to create the time. Things come up and we make, other things a priority over health. What would happen if we just made fitness as much of a priority as the work we do in our career or the things that we are committed to on a regular basis? I mean, really the only way to do it well is to make it a part of our routine, make it a part of a lifestyle. And I found that when it comes to fitness, when I'm making it part of my lifestyle where it's non-negotiable, like I'm going to get to the gym at this time each day and maybe with a little bit of flexibility, but I'm going to eat well. I'm going to plan out the meals that I eat. I'm going to avoid those things that really don't give me the nutritious energy that I need. We can all do this if we make it a priority to do what matters. And that is what this episode is really all about. So my encouragement for you today is that you take a look at your life and decide what really matters to me. Like I'm a big fan of writing things down. So, you know, maybe getting out a notebook pad or a piece of paper and just write down, what are my values? I think this is something that we can benefit from revisiting every single year, if not every quarter, whatever works for you. I'll be honest, I don't do New Year's resolutions on a regular basis. It's not something that I do, but I do tend to check in once a year at least on what are my key values and those things that are important to me? And how am I walking out those things? How am I living out those things that I say are important to me? So that is my hope for everyone as you're listening today, is that you begin to think about, you know, what are those things that really matter to you? And then how can you begin to organize your life around doing what really matters to you in your life? You see, I used to get caught up in things like that everyone else probably at some times have gotten caught up in, you know, like material things and other people's opinions of me and things like that I used to think really mattered, because at that point in my life, it seemed like they did. But I'm going to just be period, point blank, honest, that I really don't care about those things anymore. It's not that I don't want to be liked. Like, everyone wants to be liked. Like, it feels good to be in a situation where you're connecting with someone, you're vibing with them, and you feel liked. But, you know, it's not as important to me as it used to be. So if I'm thinking of the things that matter, that's not at the top of my priority. The material things that I used to get caught up in really don't matter anymore. It's the relationships that I have in my life. It's how I feel physically, and emotionally, how I'm thinking, how I'm growing as a person. Those are the things that really matter to me. So my hope for you, and my hope for everyone who listens to this episode, is that you take some concerted, intentional time to sit down and think about what really matters in my life, and then make that commitment every day as you go about your life to do what matters. This is Tracy Early. Thank you for listening to the Early Morning Light podcast. Please like this podcast on the platforms. Tell your friends about it so they can tune in, because my goal is to add light to your life as you tune in to the Early Morning Light podcast week after week. Talk to you soon.